Greetings to all our friends in the Gospel Faith Messenger Ministry. I'd like to share with you today a message that is far more important than perhaps what we have given consideration for in times past. And so before we approach that, let us just bow in a word of prayer. Dear Lord in heaven, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, and I ask you today that you will bless every person who hears this message and that they will really take to heart what is being spoken. For Lord, you want us to be a joyful people serving you from day to day, living in your victory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The message I have to share with you today is called The Joy of the Lord. And I have been challenged afresh of recent times of the need for us Christians to be really joyful in the Lord. We are living in a world that has lost a lot of joy, and it's affecting so many people. Even Christians are struggling. But when we look into the scriptures, we read these verses. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So if we want to be strong in God, we must be joyful in the Lord. It tells, that's in Nehemiah 8:10. It also tells us in Psalm 16 verse 11 that in God's presence there is fullness of joy. God wants us to be a joyful people with him. And then in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, we read these words, therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And then it really hit me when I read this from Romans chapter 14 verse 17, which tells us, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So joy is a major part of our being in the kingdom of God. I was also reminded that joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and so on. And so we see that when we are walking and living with Jesus in a right relationship with him, then we are a joyful people. Even in testing times in the Bible, and let's just be reminded that all true Christians will be tested and go through trying times, yet in those times, the Bible tells us we can still be joyful. Praise the Lord. It says in Psalm 126 verse 5, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yes, there are hurtful experiences that we go through, but God's joy can take us through and help us to be overcomers. Even in the early church disciples, they were persecuted, they were accused, and so on. And we read in Acts chapter 13, verses 50 to 52, it says, but the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city, and they raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium. And it says the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Even in those testing times, they never lost their joy. Praise God. And God wants us to also, as we go through life, to retain the joy of the Lord. Because when we gave our lives to Jesus, we had a joyful experience because we know our sins were forgiven and we came into relationship with Jesus Christ. That is a joyful thing to know. But there are testing times in our lives, and we're living in a world right now where many Christians are being severely tested for their faith and are suffering opposition, persecution, and so on for the cause of Jesus. And it seems like things are not happening like we'd like them to happen. Well, let me remind you again of what the scripture says in Habakkuk 3, verses 17 and 18. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. So here he's saying, when things are not working out the way that we would like them to do, yet as we keep our focus on Jesus, we will have joy in the God of our salvation. Praise the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord in our hearts enables us to overcome all those things that come against us. And so I want to encourage you today, in spite of what the devil throws at you and me, we can be victorious in the Lord through joy and rejoicing in what he has done for us. Praise the Lord. The word joy is mentioned 158 times in the New King James Version of the Bible, and it means to rejoice, joy, gladness, shout for joy. The primary idea seems to be that of a smiling, cheerful, merry countenance. That comes from Wilson's Old Testament word studies. And Bullinger's New Testament concordance says, and delight, be pleased with, to rejoice exceedingly, especially with song and dance. And people do not do those things when they have a heavy heart, when they're not full of joy. It's an expression of victory in our heart. The word rejoice is closely associated with the word joy, and it is written 199 times in the Bible. So we see here that joy and rejoicing go together, and they're a major part of the Word of God. And so we need to make sure that we are cultivating a joyful heart in our lives day by day. Here's some more encouragement for you. The words of Jesus that he gives, that he says, gives us joy. And let us read from John 16 verses 9 to 11, where Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide, that a word abide means remain, dwell in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. And that word full means to make full, perform fully, to be complete, to accomplish. Wow! What a privilege it is for us to know Jesus in these times and to hear his word and to hear his voice, because it gives joy into our hearts and lives. This is why it is so important for us to heed the words of Jesus, because when we hear what he's saying, he puts joy in our hearts. What a privilege. Praise the Lord. And, you know, this joy is not just a passing thing that will go away quickly. It is meant to be an everlasting joy, because we have the eternal Godhead now living inside of us. And God is a God of joy. Praise the Lord. And we just thank the Lord today that his joy comes into our hearts. Amen. No one can give us joy and victory like Jesus Christ. Here's another scripture for you to consider. In Romans 15, verse 13, it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That word abound means to be over and above, more than enough. And the word power is the word dunamis, which is the tremendous power of the Holy Spirit giving us ability to do anything that God asks us to do. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be filled with joy and peace in believing what He says to us and what He asks of us. As we do what God tells us to do, we will be filled with joy. Hallelujah. These scriptures all show us that God wants the very best for us. He knows that we have need to have His joy in our lives. If we're going to succeed and conquer every obstacle that comes against us as we live for and serve God in a godless generation, then we need that joy abounding in our hearts and life. Amen? His joy causes us to abound, to overcome, to live above the circumstances, and to be able to live a God-glorifying life filled with the joy of the Lord. That joy makes us very different to the people of the world. True Christianity is not a sad, joyless experience. No, it is one filled with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. As we spend time in His presence, we are filled with a fullness of joy. Nothing can compare to that which God gives us. Praise Him. True joy is found only in a personal relationship with God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. What wonderful promises that we have from the Lord. Hallelujah. And in 1 John 1:4, He reminds us. He said, "These things we write to you, that your joy may be full." God wants us to live life to the full and with joy. And as we study the scriptures and keep searching the scriptures, the joy of the Lord becomes our strength more and more. Hallelujah. And so I encourage you today, those of you that are struggling with issues in your life, know that God's will for you is to be a joyful person, to be an overcoming person, to be one who rises above all the negativities of life that come against you, and you can continue to rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Here's another scripture. "You are of God, little children. You've overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he is in the, who is in the world." So with God in our lives, we can have His joy abiding with us day by day. And His desire for us is that that joy may be full in us, full to overcoming. Hallelujah. A joyful person is not a defeated person. He is a victorious person. And God has called you and me to walk, to live in His victory and with fullness of joy. Thank you. May God bless you and fill you more and more with His joy every day. Amen.